T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You guys aren't aware of this. A very exciting night here at WFAN. Tonight is the New York Yankees season premiere. Season premiere of the New York Yankees tonight right here on this radio station. This is the first spring training game on the radio you have heard all year, and you're going to hear it tonight right after our show. It's a 6:35 first pitch as the Pittsburgh Pirates take on the New York Yankees. Clark Schmidt, who I guess is still in line to pitch the opener, he's on the mound tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. What we know about the opener is that Gerrit Cole won't make it because of what he's dealing with, which is this elbow issue. More on the opening day starter in a little bit. Aaron Boone will meet the media presumably before tonight's game, so we'll hear from Aaron. But here's what we heard from Scott Boras by way of John Heyman. And that is the fact that Gerrit Cole's right elbow will be treated with rest, rehab, and conservative non-surgical treatment. So Gerrit Cole does not need Tommy John surgery, which is a celebration.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't need Tommy John surgery right now. Obviously, his elbow is going to get a lot of rest and a lot of rehab, but you don't know when he starts throwing if we still may get this worst-case scenario. But as of right now, it's a sigh of relief. So here's where we're at. We're at the point of waiting. And that's what the Yankees are forced to do. They're forced to wait on Gerrit Cole. Similarly, not exactly the same as what the Mets are doing with Kodai Senga, which is there is no surgery. It's just you're waiting. You're going to reevaluate him in a month or two. And that's really important in this case. Like, is it a month or two that he's being reevaluated? And I think that's where the timetable information from Aaron Boone will be fascinating to hear. Like, when do you check him out again? When is it possible he starts throwing again? Because then that clock starts on when Gerrit Cole can come back. So where we are today is we still have hope. There is still hope that Gerrit Cole can be a major contributor to the New York Yankees. Here's what I don't know. And I ask you, Tiki Barber, and I ask you, Sean, as a diehard Yankee fan. If Gerrit Cole gets through this and starts throwing and does bullpens and gets to rehab games, and he returns on June 5th, which I think would be, like, amazing if that's what happens. Can you still expect Gerrit Cole? Or do we now have to just expect, well, a guy that I hope is decent, but I can't expect the guy who won the American League Cy Young last year?
Well, I mean, he's clearly not going to be the guy who won the American League Cy Young because, you know, with any athlete, you build into being whatever your season becomes, right? If you look at Blake Snell last year, his first couple of months of his season, he was all right. Getting up four runs here, three here, two here. Maybe there's one shutout. But it wasn't until the back end of the season when he started to get more dominant. And so I think it's just such a limited time frame for him to find himself. He's not going to be the Gerrit Cole that was a Cy Young winner a year ago. And you talked about this the other day, but you just go look at the number of innings that he's pitched over the course of his career. It's over 1,800 innings, and it doesn't seem like a lot relative to, like, history when they used to have, you know, 4 days rest and they'd pitch all seven or eight or sometimes even all, you know, complete games. But it's just a lot of innings. And at some point, that age just catches up to you and you have to, by necessity, become a different type of pitcher. So I think hopefully he's still Gerrit Cole in the success, but it's not going to be the Gerrit Cole that we've seen over the last couple of years.
I think he will be by August, September, and October. I agree with Tiki about getting back into it. I think there'll be a sense of urgency and rush early in Gerrit Cole's return that he's already missed time. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's hanging some pitches up there, giving up some home runs, which he's been prone to do anyway.
Right.
But if he settled in here, and by the way, he went to visit Neil
Ellitrotch,
okay? After several doctors already examined this, and everybody, including Neil Ellitrotch, after flying commercial to L.A., has determined not even the slightest tear in his elbow.
Yeah.
So if this really is just about rest, he wasn't recovering, he did throw a lot of innings, it seems like they've gone extra cautious here and even putting this on a 1 to 2 month thing. So why would I not assume that Gerrit Cole with rest should still be Gerrit Cole, outside of the fact that he's going to be pressed when he comes back? But once he gets in a groove, if he doesn't re-injure himself, by the end of the year, why would I not expect Gerrit Cole to be cooking the way we know Gerrit
Cole? That's what you hope for. You're just hoping that by playoff time, that he is the Gerrit Cole that we saw a year ago.
Yeah, this isn't a negative answer. I'm not going to give you a positive answer. I'm going to give you the real answer, which is I have no idea what to expect from Gerrit Cole. And that's a new answer. Because over the last few years since the Yankees signed Gerrit Cole, he was the one guy you could write down and say, I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Couldn't even say that about Aaron Judge, because Aaron Judge isn't reliable enough to play all the time. More on him in a little bit. Gerrit Cole was the most reliable player in baseball. I like to use the word reliable. Reliability matters. When you talk about baseball players, there are some really good ones. Like Corey Seager's a really good player. He's not reliable. He doesn't play all the time. I don't mean to pick on him, but there's a difference. There's reliability, and then there's, when that guy plays, he's great. Like, when Mike Trout plays, he's great. He don't play.
he's been worse than Judge.
No doubt. Aaron Judge right now, and more on him in a little bit, like I said, he's great when he plays. He's unreliable. So what do I expect from Gerrit Cole? I don't know what the hell to expect from Gerrit Cole. And that's the new answer. The old answer was, I know what Gerrit Cole's going to do. He's going to make 30 starts. There'll be some ones where he's not going to be great, but most of the time he will be great. I know he's not afraid of the big moment. He's shown that. I know what I'm getting out of Gerrit Cole. Meanwhile, I don't know what I'm getting out of this, but I know what I'm getting out of Gerrit Cole.
Well, what do you expect out of Gerrit Cole when he does come back?
I have no idea. That's the problem. Now, you want me to make you a prediction. You know what? I like to side on greatness and think he'll find a way to be better than bad.
Yeah, because the greats always do.
But he is now unreliable. He's entered the world
He hasn't actually been. I mean, he's injured.
No, right now. Forget his career. He's had a great, reliable career for seven years straight, where he beats every start.
But what is this? So, because he's not injured. There's no tear.
Right? This isn't like Tanaka with the slight tear you wondered how would he look after. Right,
with Masahiro Tanaka, it felt like every outing, you were just waiting for it to tear. You were just waiting for the dreaded news. Huh? Well, there it finally went, because it's been partially torn for 3 years.
Right.
It never happened. And so this is not even that.
No one's saying it's that, but it's the same elbow, and you needed 18 doctors to look at it to decide, okay, rest is the best plan. So obviously there's something with this elbow.
No, but isn't that just doing good business?
This is
your prized ace. Mm-hmm. I want as much. We all thought it looked ridiculous in real time, but now that we know the end result, that just seems like a really good practice by the Yankees of going, get as many medical eyes on this as possible because he is everything to us, and then fly him for one more medical life. Everybody's come to the same resolution. Hey, there's nothing here but rest.
Right.
I mean, how many more medical doctors that he should be Gerrit Cole when he comes back?
I don't know if I can expect that. I just don't know if I can.
I think it's just going to take some time, but I do expect when it comes time, meaning end of September, that he is back to Gerrit Cole.
Well, look, if that's the case, this is the best news possible. Because I do think the Yankees, despite the issues they have right now, are able to fight through the questions and be a playoff contending team.
Yeah, because you think Judge is healthy.
Well, okay, here's what I would say about Aaron Judge.
We now know it's an oblique and not, it's just an ab strain with a clean MRI. It's an oblique strain, and he may be exacerbated because he can't not swing the bat.
Well, so what does that mean? You think I think he's healthy?
I don't. I mean,
here's what I think about Aaron Judge. I think
your take on the Yankees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes. And why they would be successful.
I think they're going to score a ton of runs.
Because they would score a ton of runs.
Yes.
And it's not just going to be because of Juan Soto. It's going to be because Aaron Judge is back to being, not every day, because I think, what did I say, 140 games? I forget what I said.
I don't think he's playing 140, but I think he's going to play 100. If I had to guess, which is so tough to do, I think he plays 120, 130 games.
But if he's not Aaron Judge,
yeah,
sitting there right behind Juan Soto, then how are they becoming a juggernaut in scoring?
Well, okay, a couple of things. First of all, when Aaron Judge plays, he performs. For the most part. For the most part. That's been the story of the Aaron Judge career here in New York City. When he plays, he's elite. He doesn't play enough. Mm-hmm. I think what we need to all get used to with Aaron Judge is this that's been going on for the last week. This. Is his ribs okay? Is his oblique is okay? Is his toe bothering him? Is he taking batting practice? Is he in the lineup tomorrow? Is he going to be ready for opening day? All these questions, they are not going away. They're going to last all year long. I'm telling you, every other day on this radio station, we will be talking about a body part of Aaron Judge. We will. Now, it's frustrating. It's nerve-wracking.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, despite all that talk, can he get out there and play 130 games? That's going to be the key.
Yeah.
I think he'll find a way to do it, but I think what Aaron Judge has shown us throughout his major league career is you're not getting through a full season where you hear nothing about his body. That ain't happening. Every other week, there's going to be something. Aaron Judge admitted last year that that toe issue that he suffered in Los Angeles is something he's going to feel the rest of his career. So I want to warn the Yankee fan on something. There's going to be a Saturday game or a Thursday game or a Tuesday game in which he's not in the lineup. And you're going to say, oh, punt lineup, or whatever you say about it. And it's probably going to be because they know they've got to keep this guy healthy. And they're going to try to preemptively sit him as often as possible without hurting the team to continue to maximize Aaron Judge. My issue last year when we argued about this was that the clock was ticking.
Yeah.
That it was too late in the season and you had to push it. In April, there's no pushing it. In May, there's no pushing it. Now, you start off 10-30, you'll push it. You put yourself in a hole, you'll push it. And then we'll have a different conversation. But my opinion on Aaron Judge is get used to this. This is going to be the story every other week. His toe, his pinky, his arm, his foot, his oblique. And that's not a commentary on Aaron Judge being soft. He's not soft. He's injury prone.
Yeah.
Now, you can better explain to me why that's the case. Maybe it's his body. Maybe it's his size. I don't know.
It's his size, and it's how he plays. Like, we talked about this a couple months ago when we were talking about Bryce Harper. Early in his career, Bryce Harper was just, like, flying in the walls and, I don't know, being reckless with his body. And it's not like you're conditioned like a football player where you can take contact. Like, football players prepare for contact. That's why you have layers of muscle, even though it's unnecessary. Baseball players aren't that way. And so when you play recklessly, like Bryce Harper used to, now he doesn't because he's just a first baseman, really just a DH, and how Aaron Judge does in right field, right? It's you're going to get hurt, especially when you're big as he is. So he's got to change how he plays defense, first of all. And then secondly, he's got to just take more off days. Right,
and that's the tough part for us to digest, man.
I think it's tough for him to digest because he's not one of those, well, I got paid, I'm good. He wants to continue to prove to be great. You can feel it. Like you hear it in how he talks. And so it's just harder to protect him from himself because of that.
Yeah, you look at his career, 155 games his first year. He was hurt late in the year, but he played through it. 112 games in 2018, 102 in 2019, missed half the season of 2020. It was the shortened season. And by the way, if it wasn't a shortened season, he would have missed 80% of it, just so we know. So that would have been a lost season. And then in 21, .148, .157 2 years ago, and .106 last year. So when you do the math, He's had three seasons in his major league career in which you say that were full seasons. And then you've got three where they weren't.
Yeah. You just got a plan on him playing 130 games.
It kind of
I think I said 150 when we did this.
No shot.
I wanna adjust.
Also, that reading those numbers, it feels like Aaron Judge has played way more than I feel like he has played. Like, not in
a
positive way.
He's missed a lot of time.
He's missed a lot of time, but it feels like he missed more time than that. Well, and you're right. The pandemic year was the big one because he would have been hurt
now
a long time.
So I think it's fair to include that. He's had seven full years in the majors. Three of the seven have been full years that we would sign for today, and four of them are seasons in which he missed a significant amount of games. Well, that's more than half his career, Sean.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
When you say, oh, he hasn't missed that much, no.
He actually has.
So yeah. Based on that track record, what's the amount of games you see from him? The one thing, 120? Would you sign for 120?
I would, and I also think that this is why, on top of the Soto deal, Trent Grisham's going to be a big-time Yankee factor this year.
Oh, no doubt. Trent Grisham, Alex Verdugo, the return of Jason Dominguez. I think the Yankees offensively are equipped to not be pathetic without him. And keep this in mind about the New York Yankee offense.
That's been the issue, Ev.
Yeah.
When he's not in the lineup, they simply don't hit or score.
And one of the biggest misnomers is that in 2022, the Yankees scored a decent amount of runs. They scored a lot of runs. Look where they finished in the American League. Last year, they scored very few runs. In fact, the Mets scored more runs than them last year. Yet, the difference wasn't the supporting cast. The difference was Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge in 2022 was so historically good that he took an offense that the rest of the unit around them was so bad, but because he hit 62 home runs and drove in 131 runs, their stats in the American League was up there with anybody. Mm. Now, think about that. Their offense in the American League that season, if you compare them to everybody else, was number one. They scored more runs than any other team in the American League. Meanwhile, the supporting cast was putrid, just like it was last year. The difference between last year and 22 was a historic season from Aaron Judge. But I've got good news. The good news is Juan Soto exists. And that's why I don't buy war. I think war is full of crap. Because war will tell you, if you're a great player, you make a 7-game difference. You're a star if you make a 7-game difference. I think that's BS. Because if Juan Soto is in the New York Yankee lineup, you can't convince me, not for a second, that's only a 7-game difference. Mm. I think it's a flawed stat. So it always makes me laugh when Boomer playfully mocks me as, oh, Evan, with his war and whip. War is crap. I actually hate it. And as a baseball fan, my eyes tell me Juan Soto will make a difference in games won that is far more significant than war.
I can't even reference it because I don't know what it means.
What is it good for? Absolutely not.
Yes.
I don't know how it's calculated.
How many wins you're adding to a team?
I understand that, but versus what?
Versus the average player.
Okay, so who is the average player?
No.
And how are you calculating the average player?
No, I get you.
Right?
Dude, it's flawed.
I'm a math guy, and so when I think about it, it mind numbs me to think about how they actually do that. And so not understanding a statistic precludes me from using it.
But forget the statistic. Answer me this, Tiki Barber. And Sean Morash, and every Yankee fan listening right now, you know who Juan Soto is. You know what he's capable of doing. You know how he's performed.
Yes.
If you stick that man in last year's lineup, which was so crappy, you don't think they win? How many more games do they win? I think they win 10 more games.
I was going to say 10.
That was the same number in my coming off my mouth.
Easily. Maybe more. Because there's so many factors that change when you have one guy in your lineup. It makes everybody better. Not only does it make everybody better, I bet you never thought of this. Let's say instead of scoring two runs in a game that you lost 3-2, you win the game 4-3. All of a sudden, you are forcing less at-bats from your own guys, mm-hmm. which maybe takes the risk away of injury a little bit more. It's just one of those slight things you can't even measure.
And like, by having a lead, it changes what reliever you use mm-hmm. that may affect the next game.
No doubt. And what if you blow a team out because Juan Soto hit a grand slam in the sixth inning? Like you said, you're using a very different reliever. Everything changes. So when you ask me, well, Ev, you're skeptical of Judge. How many games is he going to miss? He'll miss games. Mm-hmm. You're skeptical of what Gerrit Cole is. Why do you think the Yankees are going to be good? I think they're going to score a ton of runs. I really do. They were first in runs in 2022. They were towards the bottom in 2023. They will be in the top two or three in the American League in runs scored in 2024. And that's with Aaron Judge probably missing the 30 or 40 games he's going to miss. That's why, oh, they traded pitching depth for Juan Soto. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. Boy, they could use Michael King right now.
They could.
Sure they could. Of course they could. But you know what they could use more? Juan bleeping Soto.
Well, they have him.
And they've got him. So that's the way I view it. Did I sell you guys? Are Yankee fans confident now? That make you happy?
By the way, you didn't have to sell me anymore. This is exactly why they're not going to be outbid for Juan Soto after the year.
That has nothing to do with bidding on Juan Soto.
I'm telling you.
That's an after-the-season discussion. We're 2 weeks away from opening day. I'm talking about this team and this season and this moment. That's what I'm talking about.
The news with Gerrit Cole, to bring this full circle, made one thing clear.
Go ahead.
World Series back on.
Oh, it's back on?
We're back on. We're taking down the white flag. We're putting it away, and we're putting up that piece of metal flag. Back on.
Interesting. All right. More on who's going to start on opening day coming up in a little bit, but obviously a lot of chatter today about Justin Fields to the New York Giants making perfect sense, and Aaron Rodgers clearly going to be RFK's running mate since RFK basically said it on TV the other night. Mike is calling from Elmont. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? I wanted to weigh in on that Aaron Rodgers. First of all, I was listening to you guys when you broke the story or whatever, heard and told the story, and I was just as shocked as you guys were. I didn't believe it. And Evan, you've got me excited. I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I'm 34 and I've never voted because I don't know. It is what it is, you know, the two sides.
You don't relate to the politicians.
I mean, I like to listen. I like to follow. I love to listen, but I'm just like, it's all a joke. It's all a scam, you know. But if Aaron Rodgers is all in, man, I think I'm gonna vote. I think, like you said, Evan Rodgers, you were talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You have, man. You when you were talking about like, you know, your vote doesn't matter and this and that, I'm just like, you got me, man. I'm excited.
That is the nicest thing anybody said to me. Because you know what? That matters.
You know,
if I convince you to vote, and I don't give a rat's ass who you vote for. If I convince you to vote, I feel good about myself. Thank you, Mike.
Dude, you did. Yeah, you did, man. And honestly, I think, like, I love chaos like you guys, so I'm all in.
He's all in on chaos! Listen, the most disgusting thing I hear repeated over and over and over again, and people do it all the time, and they don't even have malice by it. They do it because they're told to say it, or they really think it, and it's BS, is your vote doesn't matter, and your vote was wasted if you didn't vote for the two people they told you you have to vote for. It's a lie. Stop letting them lie to you. You can vote for whoever the hell you want. Just make sure you vote, because your voice can be heard. Listen. All right.
He
interrupted my great speech, but that's fine.
You had a pregnant pause there. I thought you were done. My apologies.
You know what? If it's breaking news, I'm done.
The Yankees have named an opening day starter.
Oh, nice. This is fun. This is fun. Let me shut my tablet off. I don't want any.
All right.
All right. So let's go through this. And we should address this right after this. I thought the attacks on Marcus Stroman were completely unfair.
Yeah, we were meant to get to that yesterday because it was nonsense.
It's
we got
nonsense.
Distracted by Ryan Clark.
Everybody attacking Marcus Stroman like he did something wrong. Ridiculous. And think about that. Me and Tiki defending Marcus Stroman after Marcus Stroman attacked my guy Tiki Barber early in the week. It shows you we put reason above personal feelings.
Shut the hell up, Ryan Clark.
So Marcus is not starting opening day because of the routine and maybe because he wanted to pitch the home opener. Carlos Rodon is not starting opening day probably for the same reasons. Like, he's on a routine too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Yankees' decision to not want to have him start the home opener probably had to do with routine. So it really came down to Nasty Nestor or Clark Schmidt.
Nestor.
I lean towards Nestor because the Yankee fan has that connection to him.
Uh-huh.
They like him. He didn't have a good year last year, but
that's what it feels like to me.
He started in the big moment already.
Uh-huh.
I'm with Tiki. I'm going to guess it's Nasty Nestor on opening day for the New York Yankees in Houston.
The Yankees have told their fans, break out the fake mustaches, baby, because Nestor Cortez is shutting down the Astros on opening
Nestor day. Cortez.
Nice.
It's all led to that, hasn't it?
I love this, though, for Nestor.
Me too.
Just think about the Nestor that we had, not last season, two seasons ago, and how he was my favorite story of the Yankees that year, and that was the year the Judge... You know, went crazy. It just he just felt so normal, like a dude that you could just hang out with.
Well,
just the guy who just comes out of nowhere, even though he didn't really, and is exceptional for a season, right? Makes the All-Star game. He was just he became a lot of people's favorite player,
no doubt.
And then last year he had a major setback, couldn't stay healthy, and then was ineffective. And it feels like this is a chance for redemption just to get the opening day start. It just feels redemptive. It's just a good story.
It's a great honor for him. I think when we talked about this with the Mets, what made it so difficult is I would always lean to the guy that's done something for my team. And unfortunately, the Met rotation just didn't have guys that did anything for my team outside of Jose Quintana, who pitched half the season last year. Meanwhile, it was the half of the season that no one was paying attention to. Mm-hmm. So it was almost him by default. When you looked at the options, if you believe the way I believe, hey, it's a symbolic thing. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day. So you're picking the guy that you have the most emotional attachment to.
I think it does and it doesn't. Like, it doesn't really matter. But it does matter. Because it's going to matter to Nestor.
To him, I'm saying to me, and I think in the whole grand scheme of things to fans, does it matter? Like, does it matter who starts on opening day? Like, Carl Pavano is a running joke in Yankee history, right? We all admit that. Mm-hmm. Carl Pavano started a Yankees opening day. Do we think back to that? Like, does it change anything? Like, not really.
You only remember it if you were there. That's why the home opener matters, because it's about the fan.
So you think the home opener matters even more than the season opener?
1,000%.
Okay.
Because that's, you always remember, hey, I was at opening day this year, and so-and-so started. Yeah. That's what baseball is all about. It's that personal connection. That's why it's important. And the player remembers it forever. I started opening day at Yankee Stadium.
Totally get it from the player. So congratulations to Nasty Nestor. I think the history that he has. Now, look, has he earned this? He had a bad year last year. He had a lot of injuries last year. And I asked these guys, Tiki and Sean, last week we played a game. Hey, does this matter in spring training? And I would give spring training stats and say, does this matter? Does this matter? And I was surprised how often Tiki and Sean would say, yes, this matters. Yes, this matters. Yes, this matters. Nasty Nestor Cortez has an 8 ERA in spring training. I'll ask again, does it matter?
For Nasty? Yes, it does.
You just handed him the opening day ball.
But I got to assume he's working on stuff.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. No longer matters. He's working on stuff. He's our opening day starter.
Now, let me address Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman is like one of many pitchers in Major League Baseball, which I cannot relate to. I'm not a pitcher in Major League Baseball. I admit that. Mm-hmm. I did pitch in fan baseball for many years, once won a Cy Young back in 2012. But the one thing I've learned about pitchers in studying them and trying to interview Jacob deGrom, which I never got a chance to do.
Trying to.
You know why I never was able to interview him?
Why?
Because A, doesn't really want to talk. And B, as I was told, the routine matters. It's all about the routine. Pitchers are creatures of the routine. Marcus Stroman, having a conversation with the manager of the New York Yankees and the general manager of the New York Yankees, and it was a discussion from my understanding. What do you think about changing your routine for opening day? And Marcus saying, you know what? I've done opening day before, so it doesn't necessarily mean as much to me. Mm-hmm. I think it's better for me to stay on my routine. Why? Because he wants to be better. He wants to perform. Why would you take yourself out of your routine for what? Yeah. For symbolism?
Yeah, but I also think that, as we heard from the beginning of spring training, that in his mind, he made being the Yankees the home opening starter an important thing to him.
Yeah, but you're right, but wait a second. I think these are similar, and they should be connected.
Yeah, they're two different things, but they're connected,
okay,
for sure.
So he was under the impression, I'm starting the home opener, and the Yankees said, you're good, you're going to be our third starter. And then what did he do for the last month? Prepared for that date.
Yes.
And started getting ready for that date. And you guys can all mock it because you don't like Marcus Stroman. And see, that's the thing I'm going to stand up against. I don't care about Marcus Stroman. I don't like him. I don't dislike him. You know why? Because I don't know him. I know he was a damn good Met. Mm-hmm. I know that his teammates liked him. I haven't heard a damn story about his teammates not liking him. Now, I thought him ripping you last week was stupid, and he was wrong. Yeah, but guess what?
Sometimes people make rash comments and when they're hasty or emotional.
You're right. But also, his comment about you has absolutely nothing to do with pitching and decisions and doing what's right for your team or for yourself. So I'm going to form my opinion not based on that. I'm going to form it based on, hey, does this make sense? If Marcus Stroman is a routine guy and believes, I think it's better to stay in this routine. Yeah, I want to start the home opener, but my routine was created for that because that's what I was preparing to do. Let's stop freaking out. And let me answer this dumb question. What about the playoffs? This isn't the playoffs. If it's the playoffs, they all change their routine. You know who's one of the biggest routine guys in the world? Lugie knows, because we used to make such a big deal out of it. We used to mock him for it. Remember when a certain guy blamed his opening day struggles on Billy Crystal spending too much time throwing out the first pitch?
Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole. Routine guy. That's who he is. That's what he is. Pitchers are creatures of routine. What's bothering me is I think the criticism of Marcus Stroman is not about, oh my God, can you believe he turned down opening day? Can you believe he said no? He didn't say no. He had a discussion with his manager about, hey, do you think this is worth changing your routine to start this game? Because, hey, your career deserves to start opening day if you think you can make that change. And Marcus Stroman said, you know, it's probably best for me not to make that change. This has turned into, I don't like Marcus Stroman. See, I don't like Marcus Stroman.
Yeah, it becomes a ridiculous and not actual reason to not like him even more. There's no reason that this should make you like him less.
What did he really do that's so wrong?
Nothing.
Say I want to stay in my routine?
Nothing.
I like him more after this, not less, and I'm a Yankee fan. And you guys know I'm on the record. I don't like Marcus Stroman. I didn't like the signing. I was highly skeptical of all the nonsense. Whether it's true about the routine, which, again, pitchers are creatures of habit. Mike Mussina didn't leave his hotel in Japan eating peanut butter and jelly because he didn't want to be there. Or the fact that we heard from him, something I killed him on, how excited he was to start in the Bronx as a Long Island kid in the home opener on opening day. Marcus Stroman's not headed to the Hall of Fame. Hopefully Marcus Stroman wins a World Series here. But on like the five great career accomplishments or moments, I'm sure the kid from Long Island starting a home opener in Yankee freaking Stadium is something that he will cherish and remember forever. And he should give up that while being on routine for that. When there's Nestor Cortes or Clark Schmidt who can start opening day, I got to be honest, as a Yankee fan, I respect that because if I had the opportunity to start a home opener, I'd much prefer that than 4 o'clock in the afternoon versus Framber Valdez in Houston.
You also put a lot more on the line when you start that home opener because Marcus Stroman, much like Carlos Rodon, much like maybe not Nestor because it seems like the Yankee fans have a connection to him, even Clark Schmidt, they all risk getting booed out of the freaking building if they don't play well on opening day.
And I'm there. I'm going to the game. I'll boo anybody.
And Marcus Stroman knows that. Marcus Stroman knows he struggles.
Except for Soto.
That's right.
Wow.
He can go 0-6 in strikeouts.
No booing Soto.
You may not boo him, but other people will. Yankee fans may turn. I think that what we forget, and by the way, if you want to bemoan this as the modern state of Major League Baseball, that's cool. Like, I can't argue with that. If you're like, I don't like this routine thing. I don't like this. Back in my day, Tom Seaver would have taken the ball. I can't argue with that. But in Major League Baseball in 2024, these pitchers are told their schedule and routine like weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. But Buck Showalter back in the day, by back in the day, I mean last year, Aaron Boone, they map out the first few weeks of a season. Starters know so far in advance when they're starting. The only time that things change is the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I think we all get that. Like, I can promise you this. I can guarantee you this. If the Yankees are in the playoffs and they had some crazy injuries and their best hope was Marcus Stroman on 3 days rest, he's going to pitch on 3 days rest. He's going to break his routine. This is not the playoffs. This is simply game one of 162. And not everybody, like, I don't think everybody is going to turn on Marcus Stroman because they don't like him. But I do sense that a lot, that some people will. That their reason for ripping him, again, not everybody. I can't get to the heart of everybody. But I think a lot of people have a preconceived notion about him that I don't think is necessarily fair. So, there you go.
More Yankee news.
Is it good news or bad news?
TBD.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. So, Boone clearly speaking, he names Nestor Cortes the opening day starter. Aaron Judge, who did not take group batting practice today, but took swings on his own in the cage. When asked about Aaron Judge, quote, Aaron Judge is fine, but he won't play tomorrow.
Yeah, don't freak out about that. We got to stop. It's a spring training game a week and a half before. Are you freaking out about
it? No, not at all. He doesn't want to play.
He doesn't want to play.
I'm not freaking out, but this is the problem with, hey, maybe Saturday. Like, at that point, the Yankees can't help themselves. Either they're too, like, holding back on injuries where they leave us wondering about Cole, or then they're too forthright. Well, yeah, maybe Saturday, and then when it gets to Saturday, he's fine, but he won't play tomorrow. Like, they just can't be consistent on what they're doing here. It's either too much or too little.
Yeah, I think a part of the problem is, I'll defend the Yankees slightly on this, I don't think they have any idea. You're talking about Aaron Judge's body right now. You're talking about how he feels, and you're also measuring that, hey, how much does it matter that he gets at-bats on March 16th? Obviously, you want to have some at-bats before you get to opening day. Like, you don't want him just showing up on that Thursday afternoon in Houston. And I assume they've announced Framber Valdez with Justin Verlander not making the start.
They did today.
Today it was? All right. Lefty-lefty, little lefty action on opening day. Little nasty Nestor, little Framber the Rambler. I love it. You got to get him some at-bats, but you also need to be smart about it. I just warn you, and I warn every Yankee fan, this is going to be our life. This is us. Aaron Judge body parts. We should have a segment called Aaron Judge's body part. And every day we get a medical update on Aaron Judge's body part.
That's fine, but when we get to butt cheek, we're killing the segment.
I understand.
Okay.
Can you get voice guy to voice Aaron Judge's body part? Now, let's call it Aaron Judge's body part of the day.
Aaron's anatomy.
Aaron's anatomy.
I'm an ideas guy. Don't worry
about
it.
Is this like a checklist? Pec, fine. Ab, fine.
Do you think he pats at the urinal, that other body part?
Getting to know Juan Soto.
Shoulders, fine. Pass, fine.
When did we do that?
When Juan first came here, we did that bit.
Oh, getting to know Juan Soto. Very nice. We'll get to know him real well after Sean breaks his no-boo pledge on opening day and boos him.
No, I will not.
We're all going to be together for opening day. We're all sitting together at Yankee Stadium unless Tiki, you know, trades up for better tickets and goes somewhere else. Maybe him and Ryan Clark are right behind home plate together watching the Yankees.
Definitely not.
Shut the hell up, Ryan Clark.
But I'm going to make sure. If Soto strikes out in a big spot, you start booing, I'm going to punch you in the arm.
You're right next to me. We will sit right next to each other.
Your calls are next at 877-337-6666, plus a baseball statistic that will disturb New York Yankee fans and make Met fans very happy. Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.